have to come.
比如说是牧师的孩子啦，长老同工的孩子啦，不得不来。
Maybe the kids of the elders or the pastors.
还有一种人是不敢不来。
And some of them are afraid not to come.
因为他怕今天如果他不去敬拜，他可能开车子出去很危险。
And they may feel they are in danger if they don't come.
他可能很担心，今天如果他没有去敬拜神，他会被处罚。
They may worry about the punishment if they don't come to worship.
不过我看了一下你们的表情都挺好的。
But I see your facial expression are very well.
应该都是属于那种欢喜来朝见神、敬拜神的人。
You're all very glad and rejoice coming to worship the God.
是这样的吗？
Is that so? Is that so?
差不多十年前吧。
About 10 years ago.
我在台湾还在我的教会服事的时候，有一位老姐妹。
There was an elderly sister at the church where I served in the church.
那个老姐妹讲了一句很有意思的话。
She said one thing very interesting.
她说来参加聚会敬拜神了，来一次就赚一次。
She said, one more time that I come to worship, one more time I gain.
为什么她这样讲？
Why did she say so?
这个姐妹呢，她身体不好。
She's not physically well.
因为她年纪慢慢大了。
Because she's older.
她两边大腿的那个髋关节跟膝盖啊，都因为年轻的时候用太多了。
Her hip bones and hip joint and knee joints are overused during her youth.
所以她必须要把它都换掉，慢慢的一个一个换掉。
She has to replace all her joints one by one.
所以每一次开完刀就要休息。
So every time after the operation, she has to rest.
休息完就开始学走路。
After the rest, she learned how to walk again.
好不容易走路可以走了，到教会敬拜神。
And after she learned how to walk, she come to the church and worship.
第二个手术又来了。
And the second operation come.
她说她好辛苦啊。
So she's very hard for her.
然后她的年纪也越来越大了。
And as she grow older.
所以他会觉得说，他每一次来敬拜神，他来一次就赚一次。
So she feels that one extra time that she's able to come, one more time she gained.
来一次就赚一次。
One more time she's able to come and she profit.
这是一种很好的态度。
This is such a good attitude.
也是对我们每一个神的儿女很重要的提醒。
And it's also a great reminder for us.
刚刚我们所读的诗篇是一篇上行的诗篇。
The psalm we just read is a ascending song.
是大卫写的上行诗篇。
It's written by David.
然后这样的诗篇有时候会被称为朝圣的诗篇。
It's also called the psalm of pilgrimage.
以色列百姓他们一年有三次要到耶路撒冷去朝见神。
The people of Israelite, they go up to the Jerusalem.Three times a year.
所以他们要走一段很长的路。
There is a long journey they have to walk.
他们边走就边唱歌。
As they walk, they sing the song.
据说他们就是唱诗篇120篇到134篇的上行诗篇。
So they sing the songs written here from Psalm 120 to 134.
他们不单单带着欢喜的心要去朝见神。
They not only they have this rejoiceful attitude, they rejoice.
唱歌常常表达我们的欢喜。
They express their gladness.
他们边唱歌的时候，他们也把自己的心准备好。
As they sing the songs, they prepare their hearts.
他们到神的面前要敬拜他，瞻仰他的荣美。
They appear in front of the Lord, and they revere God's beauty and honor, glory.
我们敬拜神，来朝见神，有没有把自己的心准备好？
As we come to worship, have we prepared our hearts?
这篇诗篇它同时也被归类为锡安的诗篇。
This song is also categorized as the Zion's song.
这样的诗篇通常会歌颂耶路撒冷或者是圣殿作为它的一个中心。
The song is centered on praise about the holy city, Jerusalem.Or the holy temple.
可是这样的事又通常会在称赞这些事情以后，它会转到以神作为中心。
But also, as the psalm focuses focusing on the holy city or the holy temple, and also transfer the focus onto the God himself.
因为那个城那个殿是神的。
Because the city, the holy temple, it belongs to God.
那位神是施恩的神。
The God gives a blessing.
那位神是赐福的神。
The God shows favor.
在第一节就说，人对我说，我们往耶和华的殿去，我就欢喜。
The first verse, I rejoice with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord.
所以诗人表达出自己对于去神的殿敬拜神这件事情，他充满了期待，然后他有一种说不出来的欢喜。
The psalmist expressed his gladness and he rejoiced and it's beyond the description.
他去敬拜神。
He goes to worship.
那是他的神。
It's his God.
也是我们的神。
It's also our God.
在第二节到第三节说，耶路撒冷啊，我们的脚站在你的门内。耶路撒冷被建造如同联络整齐的一座城。
Verse 2 and 3, our feet are standing in your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together.
在以色列百姓的心目中，这个耶路撒冷城非常的独特。
And in the eyes of the people of Israel, the Jerusalem is a very unique city.
他们进入这一座城，他们站在这个城里面，从那个门进去，站在那里的时候，
As they enter the gate and standing inside the gate,
他们会有一种安全感。
They feel security.
觉得自己不只在一个城里面，他是在神的保护底下。
Not only they are in the city, they are under God's protection.
所以耶路撒冷城不只是他们敬拜神圣殿的所在。
So, Jerusalem is not only the place of worship,
而是神同在赐福的地方。
And it's also where God dwells and also God blesses, gives blessing.
所以在他们的眼中，这一座城是完美的。
So in the psalmist's eye, this city is perfect.
有些地方可能旧了，或者是因为太久了，那个砖头都掉下来，石头掉下来了，他都不会觉得说那个有什么瑕疵。
Even though maybe the building itself, there may be stone or brick was broken and needs repair, but in their eyes there is no blemish and no faults.
就好像一个父母亲看自己的孩子怎么看，就是最漂亮的。
It's like a parent looking at their children.They are always the most beautiful.
因为他非常宝贵他的孩子。
Because they pressure, they value their children so much.
以色列百姓他们非常珍惜这一座殿，这一座城，这是神的殿，神的城。
And people of Israel, they treasure and they value the holy city so much.
其实不只是这一座殿，这一座城，而是这一座殿是属于神的殿。这座城是属于神的城。
Not only this temple, not only this city, and because this temple is God's temple and the city is God's city.
而这位神是拣选他们、拯救他们、与他们同在的神。
And this God is a God that gives them the salvation and to be present with them.
今天我们所读的这个122篇非常宝贵。
And today's Psalm 122 is very treasurable.
我们要透过这篇诗篇来认识为什么我们应当要欢喜的来朝见神。
Through this chapter, we need to learn why do we need to rejoice as we come to see the Lord.
所以下一次你来敬拜神的时候会更高兴。
So next time you'll be even more joyful when you come.
一点都不勉强。
There's no reluctance.
你不用害怕。
There's no fear.
来到神的面前，领受神的同在。
And you come and enjoy His presence.
在第四节说，众支派就是耶和华的支派，上那里去，按以色列的常例称赞耶和华的名。
Verse 4, that is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord.To praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel.
这让我们看见神的百姓到圣殿朝见神，他没有一种，他不是一种压力。
And we see that the people of Israel, when they go up to see the Lord, is not under pressure.
它不是一种包袱，说不得不去。
It's not a burden that they had to go.
它也不只是说被规定的，所以他一定要去。
It's not a regulation that they must go.
它表达出来是一种特权。
It express a privilege.
朝见神是我们的特权。
To meet the Lord is our privilege.
不是随便的人可以来朝见神。
Not anybody can come and worship him.
但今天我们没有禁止说你没有信耶稣你不能进来。
However, today we don't limit, so only God's children can come to worship.
可是如果一个人没有信主，他来这个敬拜，他会很奇怪的。
But if you don't believe in the Lord, you will feel strange come to worship.
唱歌他可能觉得很好听。
Singing songs, they may feel okay.
有时候也觉得很感动。
And they may be touched.
可是说实在的，这个歌跟他其实没什么关系。
But in reality, the songs had not really anything to do with them.
因为他不认识神。
Because they don't know God.
他就没有办法像一个真正认识神的人，从心里面向神发出那种称颂跟赞美。
They won't be able to praise and to know God like the person that really knows God.
所以敬拜神是基督徒的特权。
So worshiping God is a privilege of Christians.
我们是神的儿女，我们有这个特权来敬拜神。
We are the children of God, and we have such privilege.
以色列百姓他们觉得自己很尊荣。
And people of Israel they feel honored.
他们是神所拣选的百姓。
They are the chosen people.
他们有权利，他们有特权来敬拜神。
They have such a privilege to come and worship.
在《生命记》16章16节告诉我们一件重要的事。
In Deuteronomy 16:16, it says so.
我要邀请大家一起来读，用中文或英文都可以。
Let's read together.
你的一切的男丁要在除酵节七七节祝棚节一年三次在耶和华你神所选择的地方朝见他却不可空手朝见。
There are three times a year all your men must appear before the Lord your God at the place he will choose. At the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacle. No man should appear before the Lord empty-handed.
在这里提到一切的男丁
，and here it says all men。
姐妹不要难过
，you don't feel sorry, sisters。
这没有歧视你们
，there's no discrimination。
这是一种代表性的称呼
，it's a representative。
他们当时去朝见神是西家带眷，大家一起去的
，and the pilgrimage is actually the whole family go together。
另外，请注意，不是神的子民是没有资格去敬拜神。
And let's pay attention that if you're not chosen people, not God's people, you're not qualified to go.
所以，如果我们把敬拜神当作一种规定
，So if we treat the worshiping God as a rule or regulation,
我们就会不甘愿
，and we may feel reluctant.
我们就会找借口
，we may find excuses.
我们就会有压力
we may feel pressure.
但是如果我们想敬拜神是我的特权
，But however, if we think that worshiping God is a privilege,
我们会有一种尊荣感
，We feel honored,
会从里面有一种说不出来的喜乐
，We have a joy in our heart beyond words,
我们会觉得自己非常非常的荣幸
，We feel very fortunate.
在早期教会里面，大家不只喜欢来敬拜神
，In the early churches.Not only people come worship the Lord,
他们喜欢坐在前面。
They move to the front as well.
前面不是牧师在坐而已。
Not only the pastor sitting in the front.
通常前面好像别人不太敢坐的。
Usually people afraid to come up in the front.
我的老师在我读书的时候告诉我说，最后一排不要随便坐。
My teacher told me so. The last row, you don't want to sit there.
因为那是在早期教会啊，如果你犯了罪以后呢，被监督要在那里呢认罪悔改的一个位置。
And in the early churches, the last row is a place for repentance. And if you commit a sin, you are under supervised, supervision, and that's a place.
那看看你是不是真的悔改
？And to be monitor to see, make sure you're truly repentant.
那过了那个监督期，你才能往前坐。
And after such period, then you can move up to the front.
如果你是坐最后一排，因为你犯罪得罪神得罪人，你可能还要被处罚，是不可以领圣餐的。
And if you're a sin against God or sin against brothers and sisters, there you may be forbidden to take the Holy Communion, and you're being supervised for a period of time.
在我们这个时代很少听这样的事。
And in our age, we don't in our time we don't see such things anymore.
你来敬拜神随便你坐，你爱坐哪里随便你。
It doesn't matter where you sit in the sanctuary.
但是我还是会建议下一会儿咱们最后一排不坐人。
But I still suggest that the last row, you don't want to sit there.
大家尽量往前坐。
You come to the front as much as possible.
就当做一种操练，好不好？
Treat it as a discipline.
其实有时候我更期待这是一种态度。
And even better, I think that it's an attitude.
要表达出我们对神的一种认真跟渴慕。
The attitude that we express, the seriousness, and the coveting and the desiring.
如果你还是决定说我坐角落一点，不要让牧师看到，那也没关系。
You decide to sit in the corner, not be seen by the pastor. That's okay too.
我相信神还是看得到你的。
I believe God still can see you.
请记得要欢喜来朝见神。
Let's remember to rejoice.
那是我们的特权。
It is our privilege.
为什么我们要欢喜来朝见神呢？
Why do we need to rejoice when we come?
在第五节说，因为在那里设立审判的宝座，就是大卫家的宝座。
Verse 5, there the thrones for judgment stand, the throne of the house of David.
在耶路撒冷有神的圣殿。
In Jerusalem, there is God's temple.
代表神同在。
Meaning the presence of the God.
神与以色列百姓同在。
God be present with Israelites.
但是诗人在这里提到一个审判的宝座。
However, here the psalmist bring up the throne of the judgment.
他说这个宝座是大卫家的宝座。
The throne is a throne of house of David.
这是表示神没有忘记和大卫所立的约。
That means God has not forgotten the covenant that He made with David.
神应许大卫的。
God has promised David.
大卫家的宝座永远不断绝。
The house of David will not be cut off.
可是大卫家的宝座后来好像断掉了。
However, the house of David seemed to have ended.
因为他们拜偶像。
Because they worship idols.
君王带头拜偶像。
The kings of Israel, they worship idols. Leading the people worshiping the idols.
所以整个国家没有了。
So the whole kingdom vanished.
我们知道这里所说的大卫的宝座。
And here we notice that the throne of the house of David.
这个应许是透过耶稣基督来成就的。
This promise is fulfilled through Jesus Christ himself.
耶稣基督是永永远远坐在宝座上的主。
Jesus Christ sits on the throne forever.
他坐在大卫的宝座上要审判万民。
He sits on the throne of David to judge all people.
讲到这个审判的宝座。
When we talk about the judgment throne,
我们一般会想那大概是将来末后的审判。
We thought about the end times or the eschatology, the judgment.
我想这个理解是对的。
And this understanding is correct.
但是要去注意审判这个字原来的意思是什么。
However, the original meaning of judgment.
如果我们懂这个意思，会对我们今天有很重要的理解。
If we understand the original meaning, it will be very helpful.
审判这个字的意思是神决断性的话，是可以矫枉为正，使曲变直。
The judgment means that God's word it's decisive.Through God's word, the truth can right or wrong and straighten the bent.
也就是说，在末后的审判来之前
，that means before the end the final judgment,
神的儿女每一次来到神面前敬拜神。
And God's people come to worship him.
我们听见神的道。
We hear the word.
神绝对的真理。
God's absolute truth.
神那个不可以讨价还价的原则。
Non-bargainable principles.
所以在那个话语里面，我们得到提醒，我们也被改变。
And in the word that we are reminded and we are transformed.
所以来到神的面前，听到神的话，我们被改变，我们不会偏离神的道，我们能够在神的面前走一条正路。
So as we hear the word and we hear the truth and we are transformed and we change and we can walk in a straight path.
所以这样的理解很重要。
And this understanding is very important.
当你听到神的话以后，你是哦知道了，还是跟你没有关系呢？
After you hear the word of God, do you understand it? And is it just listening and then you forget about it?
如果我们听到神的话，我们愿意谨守遵行，我们愿意调整过来。
If we hear the God's word and we are willing to change ourselves according to His way,
我们可以避免将来末后审判的危险。
And we can avoid the final judgment.
因为你所行的都已经符合神的真理了。
Because what you act is according to God's truth.
那你为什么要担心那个审判呢？
So why are you worried about the final judgment?
如果你做的都是对的，你为什么怕人家把你抓到审判庭里去审判呢？
If whatever you do is all right, why are you afraid to be punished at the final judgment?
要欢喜来朝见神。
So let's rejoice when we come to worship.
因为每一次来到神的面前，我们可以调整自己。
Because every time we come, we can fine-tune and adjust ourselves.
神要用他的道来指示我们。
God is using His way, His truth, His word to correct us.
他盼望我们能够调整自己这种偏差的思想或者价值观或者我们的行为来符合他的真理。
He expects us to adjust our thinking, our words, our actions in order to walk in accordance with His truth.
为什么我们要欢喜的来朝见神呢？
Why do we need to rejoice again?
我们读第六节第七节。
Let's read verse 6 and 7.
这两节经文非常的特别，我们一起读。
Let's read together.
你们要为耶路撒冷求平安，耶路撒
冷，May those who love you,
爱你的人必然兴旺。愿你
城
中平安，
May there be peace within your walls,
愿你宫内兴旺。
And security within your citadel.
这是一段祝福的话。
This is a paragraph of blessings.
这里提到两件事情。
There are two things mentioned here.
我称这两件事情是属天的福分。
I call it the blessing from heaven.
一个是平安。
One is peace.
一个是兴旺。
The other one is prosperity.
那这两个福分呢，有密切的关联性。
These two blessings are tightly connected.
大卫说：“愿你平安，愿你兴旺。”
David said, pray for your peace and pray for your prosperity.
我们现在很会讲第一个字平安。
We use peace to you a lot, peace.
我不晓得严牧师有没有那个习惯，散会的时候在后面跟你们握手。
I don't know whether Pastor Yan has the custom to shake your hands at the.
这是我第一次来到你们教会。
This is the first time I come to your church.
我去到不同的教会讲到，有时候要坐在站在后面，然后大家散会要握手，然后要跟他说平安的。
And usually at the end of the sermon, I'll stand at the exit and shake hands with brothers and sisters.
平安这个字其实我们都懂。
And say peace. Peace we know the word a lot.
我们甚至懂它的希伯来文叫 shalom.
We also know the Hebrew shalom.
中文有把它翻成沙龙，
或者中文说沙龙。
什么是兴旺呢？
What is prosperity?
今天给你们学一个字。
Let's learn the new word.
平安叫 shalom.
Shalom means
跟我念一次 shalom.
Let's read it. Shalom.
那兴旺念什么呢？ Shavah.
Shavah is prosperity.
差一点点是吧？
It's a little bit different.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shabbat.
Shabbat.
各位现在已经懂希伯来文了。
You know Hebrew now.
这两个字我们要来看一下。
Let's study these two words.
先看 shalom 这个字。
Let's look at shalom first.
平安这个字有和平跟安适的意思。
It means a peace and calm and comfortable.
这不只是以色列百姓哦，还有很多的基督徒都喜欢在生活上用这句话来祝福别人。
Not only Israelites, people of Israel, and also Christians, we use this word a lot.
但是我们要注意，这个平安不是无灾无病。
But let's pay attention that peace doesn't mean free of calamity or free of illness.
而是强调有神同在。
Emphasis the presence of the Lord.
神会医治我们
God will heal us.
神会救赎我们
God will save us.
神赦免我们的罪
God forgiven, forgive our sins.
为这个缘故我们才能够有那种无比的宁静跟安适
For this reason, we're able to have the ultimate peace and comfort at rest.
有一位牧师叫叶高方牧师
There's a pastor, yeah, as you know.
他是美国一个心理学家的一个很著名的叫 Howard Cranberry 这个人的学生。
He's a student of a famous psychologist, Howard
Cranberry. 那么他是1993年把他老师的一本书叫 Well-being 翻译成人生的七个大梦。
And he translated a book from into Chinese by his teacher, Well-being, and about the seven important goals or dreams in our lives.
那这个 Howard Cranberry 呢，在2005年活了83岁，已经安息了。
And Howard Cranberry passed away in 2005, the age 83.
可是这个 Well-being 这本书呢，其实它不是在讲梦啊。
And this book Well-being, it's not about dreams.
它是在讲一个观念，叫做 Shalom。
It's about the concept, which is shalom.
真正的平安。
The true peace.
那么我 quote Howard Cranberry 的一段话。
Let me quote a sentence by him.
他说真正的健康不是指身体方面而已，还需要平衡或者去考量人的生活息息相关的整个人，包括心灵、心理、身体、人际关系、工作、休闲和生态。那么这七个方面，如果你能够非常的圆融，那就是你人生所追求的梦想。
He said that the true health or true wellness doesn't mean only the physical body, and you have to consider balancing the all aspects, the seven aspects, the spiritual, mental, bodily, human relationship, work, play, and environment. And if you are balancing all seven aspects,And this become a goal of your life, a good.
所以，如果你要找这本英文书，应该还找得到，叫 Well-being.
If you looking for this book, it's still available. It's called Well-being.
其实，他真正在讲是在讲平安。
And what he's really talking about is about peace.
所以，一个真正拥有完全平安的人，才能算是一个真正的全人的健康，真正的 Well-being.
Only if you have the true peace inside of you, you're a healthy person.
好，这个我们应该都懂。
And we should be able to understand this.
那什么是兴旺啊？
What is prosperity, though?
兴旺的意思是原来的意思是安稳，从容不迫。
It means a calmness and means not hurrying.
你非常的稳定。
You have steadiness.
这两个有关系的。
They are related.
如果你没有平安，你就不会有兴旺。
If you're not, you don't have peace, you don't have the prosperity.
所以这个兴旺肯定不是你的事业顺利、赚大钱、发大财。
So this prosperity doesn't mean that you make a lot of money and you have big business career.
虽然我知道很多人喜欢这种兴旺。
Of course, I know a lot of you would like to have such prosperity.
太好了，牧师，你看圣经里面叫我们兴旺。
The Bible teaches so it's so good that pastor.
刚好不是这个意思。
In fact, it's the opposite.
如果只是这个意思，在神的眼中应该算不上是属天的福气。
If it only stops at that, it's not a heavenly blessing.
有钱不错啦。
It's good to have money.
有钱可以做很多事。
You can do a lot of work with money.
可是有钱有很多事不能做。
But you have money, but a lot of things you cannot do.
对神来讲，有钱这件事情有时候不一定是最大的福气哦。
For God, having a lot of money doesn't mean a blessing.
稳妥，兴旺的意思是一种稳妥，一种安定，因为知道自己所信靠的神是掌管一切的神，所以他就可以不忧虑，他就可以把这件事情都放心的交托给神。
Prosperity means a security and calmness. If you believe in God is sovereign, then you don't worry about anything. You have security.
所以不管什么事情发生，
so it doesn't matter what happens.
非常的从容不迫。
You have the steadiness and calmness.
泰山崩于前而色不改。
Even if the landslide in front of you, you don't change your complexion.
你知道翻译的人最讨厌人家讲成语。
You know the translator doesn't like the idiom.
所以兴旺，如果我们用现在我们的用词呢，叫做淡定。
The prosperity in today's word is like be cool.
这个字是我儿子帮助我的。
This is my son helping with this word term, 淡定。
他在 UC San Diego 读 linguistic。
He's in UCSD studying linguistics.
他有时候会跟我讨论圣经。
He would discuss Bible with me.
他有一天跟我讨论这个字，他说：“爸爸，这个字叫做淡定。”
He said this word is 淡定 in Chinese.
我就觉得是啊，这个应该让我们更容易理解。
And I feel also that this will help us understand the steadiness.
所以为神，为耶路撒冷求平安，不是为这一座城市能平平安安来祷告而已。
So we pray for the holy temple and holy city doesn't mean that we pray for the city or the temple.
而是为其中的百姓，为神的子民来求平安。
It is we pray for the people inside and for God's children.
为神的子民能够有一种生命的特质，就是他们信靠神，他们可以淡定。
So for God's people, so in order they have peace and they have the steadiness.
而神要将这样的福分赐给每一个来到他面前敬拜的百姓。
And God will give this blessing to all who come.
神要把这个福分赐给你，赐给我，让我们可以得到真正的平安，真正的兴旺。
He will bestow this blessing to you and to me, and so we have the true peace and prosperity.
能够欢欢喜喜的来朝见神，真是一件好的无比的事。
It's so such a wonderful thing that we can we're able to come and to worship joyfully.
因为我们每次来敬拜神，我们期待自己可以经历神。
And every time we come to the Lord, we expect we can meet our Lord.
不只唱诗歌，觉得神好像在我们中间。
Not only we sing songs, that we feel God's presence.
我们读听到神的话，好像神在对我们说话。
We hear God's word as if God is talking to us directly.
我们更直接从神的话里面带来的赐福，还有圣灵的同在，我们真的可以去体会成为神的儿女何等的幸福。
It's such a blessing that we're able to hear God's word and have the Holy Spirit's anointment and power.
那除了这个以外呢？
And other than that,
我们怎么样对于我们来敬拜神这件事情做出正确的回应？
How do we have a correct response after we receive such blessing?
再次看第一节。
Let's read verse 1 again.
他说：“人对我说，我们往耶和华的殿去，我就欢喜。”
He said, I rejoice with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord.
还记得吗？来敬拜神是我们的特权。
Let's remember that to come to worship is our privilege.
所以各位每一个礼拜一定要来敬拜神。
So every week you remember to come to worship.
来一次就赚一次。
One more time you come, one more time you profit.
而且要往前坐。
And you also want to move up in the front.
把最后一排留给特别的人坐。
And the last row are reserved for the special reason.
今天很多人来敬拜神，好像很容易。
And today we come to worship, it seems very easy.
可是，在很多地方，他们来敬拜神是很困难的。
But in many places, worshiping is very hard.
是要面对逼迫的。
They will face persecution.
最近我们知道，中国有些地方连礼拜堂都被人家拆掉了。
As you know, many places that the churches are demolished.
没有地方可以敬拜神。
There are no places for worshiping.
可是你知道吗？没有地方可以敬拜神，他们找地方。
But do you know, if there's no place, we can find one.
可是如果没有人讲神的道，那怎么办呢？
However, what if there's no one preaches?
所以我们今天能够在一个安全的地方敬拜神，能听到神的道，是何等的幸福。
So it's very fortunate and it's a blessing that we're able to have a place that we can worship and also have someone to preach to us.
我们要非常珍惜这样的机会。
We need to value and treasure these things.
我有一些机会到中国内地去侍奉。
I have the opportunity to preach to serve in England, China.
我都是去到比较里面的地方。
I usually go to the most inner places.
大家知道沿海的城市是比较富足的。
And the coastal area are they are more developed and they are abundant in material things.
可是中国到处都是人。
However, there are people everywhere in China.
很多地方他们在那里敬拜神，他们面对很大的压迫。
Many places they're facing persecution to worship.
当然，我不是说城市里面没有压迫。
I don't mean that in city there's no persecution.
有的地方管得更严。
And there are many places are very hard.
但是他们每一次敬拜神的时候，那种专注会让你感动。
But every time their focus and their desiring of worshiping will really touch you.
他们非常珍惜敬拜神、听到神话语的机会。
They cherish every moment so much that every time they are able to hear God's word.
所以我想，我们能够在这样一个环境底下敬拜神，我们要非常非常非常的珍惜。
So let's all cherish every moment that we can worship and to have the God's presence.
我们不是每个主日要来敬拜神。
Not only that we come every Sunday to worship.
神的儿女要每一天都要来朝见神。
It's every day that we need to worship God.
每一天都要来到神的面前。
We need to meet, appear before the Lord every day.
我不晓得你是怎么样来朝见神的。
I don't know how you worship God every day.
我去年出版了一本书，要来帮助弟兄姐妹可以每一天来亲近神。
Last year, I published a book in order to help brothers and sisters to learn how to worship and to be with the Lord every day.
后面我还附了一个一年份的 MP3， 你可以用听的。
And also, I have a MP3 a recording with a book. Come with a book.
这本书跟《荒漠甘泉》不太一样。
It's a little bit different than the daily bread that we have today.
它里面包括了13卷新约的书信。
There are 13
New Testament
chapters.
每一天就是一段经文，一段一段的往下读。
And every day there's a Bible verse, one following the other.
没有故事可以听。
There's no story.
就是圣经的经文。
It's just Bible verse.
圣经经文的分享。
The Bible verse and the sharing.
还有默想。
And also meditate.
最后会带领你祷告。
And also pray.
所以你每一天只要十分钟，你就可以朝见神、亲近神。
So you spend 10 minutes a day that you are able to appear before the Lord and worship Him.
我今天有带一些来。
I brought a few books in the back.
还有我出版的其他的书。
And also with some other books I published.
刚 Cam 长老问我说，万一今天没带钱怎么办？
And Cam, elder, asked me, "What if I didn't bring any money?"
你喜欢，你觉得你需要，你就拿回去。
You can take it if you like it.
如果你愿意奉献支持文字的工作，旁边有一个奉献箱，你可以自由奉献。
And it's a free donation if you like to support the ministry.
除了这个以外
，other than that，
在我的书里面有提到我个人的网站。
And in my book, I also published my website.
所以你可以上我的网站。
And you can go visit my website.
现在正在连载的是诗篇。
And it's being published right now. It's the Book of Psalm.
所以等诗篇完了，就是以赛亚书。那么这两本书会是下一本的每日亲近神。
And after the Book of Psalm, it will be Book Isaiah, and that'll be the material for my next book.
所以你在我的网页上，你可以在首页就看到每日亲近神，你点进去就可以每一天领修。
So you go to my website and you can and click and you can have the devotional daily that way.
我们不只每一个主日要敬拜神、亲近神。
Not only every Sunday we worship and get close to God.
每一天都要亲近神。
And every day we need to be close to God.
当我们欢喜来朝见神的时候，我们应该要怎么样对神做出正确的回应？
How do we respond correctly when we rejoice worshiping God?
刚刚我们讲到第五节说，在那里设立审判的宝座，就是大卫家的宝座。
And verse 5, we read, there are thrones for judgment stand, the thrones of the house of David.
当神讲话的时候，我们就要接受他的调整。
And when God speaks to us, we need to adjust our ways.
再复习一下，审判的意思是什么？
Let's review what does it mean by judgment.
读一下好吗？让你们留下印象。
Let's read together.
神决断性的话语，能够矫枉为正，使曲变直。
That is God's decisive word that is able to correct the wrongs and straighten the bent.
我刚刚有解释，决断性的话就是神的真理是不可以妥协的，也是不能够讨价还价的。
That means the decisive word meaning the absolute truth and non-negotiable principles.
神怎么说？
Whatever God says,
我们就照着做。
We follow in accordance to it.
有时候我们会有一些不是很正确的想法。
Sometimes we have incorrect thinking.
我们需要他来帮助我们调整。
We need help to adjust ourselves.
有时候我们会迷惘，不知道怎么样才对。
Sometimes we're trouble confused or don't know what to do.
我们需要神的话来引导我们。
We need God's word to guide us.
过去差不多四年多以来。
And in the past about four years.
大概是我跟严牧师师母我们分开以后到现在。
Probably after we departed, I departed with the Pastor Yan and his wife.
为什么说会分开呢？
Why do I say departed?
因为那个严牧师在神学院的最后一个学期是我在神学院教的最后一个学期。
Because the last semester that Pastor Yan at the seminary is also my last semester at the seminary.
因为我的母亲过世。
Because my mother passed away.
我母亲得到肺腺癌，大概不到，大概一年左右，她就被主接走了。
And my mom has a cancer in the lung, a gland in the lung, and so passed away quickly.
这四年多来，对我其实也是很辛苦。
And for the past four years, it's very difficult for me.
我母亲去世以后，大概过个一年多，不到两年，我父亲就心肌梗塞。
And after my mom passed away, my dad also has a heart attack.
但因为我的孩子那时候还在，老二还在读大学，我二儿子还在读大学，所以我父亲当身体好一点以后，就要我回来台湾，回来美国，就等这个孩子毕业。
Since my son is still in college, my dad asked me to come back here until my son graduates.
那他后来是身体好一些，他做了两根支架。
And he had operation in his heart, so he's better now.
可是到去年的七月十五号，他突然又中风了。
However, the last September 15, he had a stroke.
他大概半边都不能动。
And half of his body cannot move.
所以我马上就赶回去。
So I rushed back.
虽然我们在教会里面很忙，可是我马上就赶回去。
Although I'm very busy with the church ministry, I rushed back.
那我爸爸后来稳定下来以后，我就赶快回来，把美国的事情做一些安排，我就跟师母回去照顾他了。
And after my dad stabilized, I came home. I came back to U.S. Right away to take care of the business here, and I'm ready to go back and to help my dad.
在回台湾之前，去年的暑假，我们参加了基督之家的联合退休会。
Before I went back again, I attended the retreat, a combined retreat from the home of the
Christ
Church.
我记得那天是八月四号。
I remember it was August 4th.
那天带领敬拜的同工带领了一首诗歌。
And there, during the worship, there's a song leader that played a song.
那天一唱这个歌，我就哭了。
And as soon as I sing the song, I wept.
因为对我来讲，我要回到台湾去是一件很茫然的事情。
Because I'm troubled and confused, don't know what to do. Going back to Taiwan.
会蛮多的担心，也会有一些压力在自己的心里。
I have so much to worry about and the pressure upon myself.
主耶稣用这首诗歌安慰我的心。
And Jesus Christ comforted me with this song.
他鼓励我。
He encouraged me.
他在我很茫然的时候引导我。
In my troubled times, he guided me.
他调整我的观念。
He adjusted my way of thinking.
其实很多时候我们很多事都知道。
And many times we know all the things.
可是有时候我们会陷在一个茫然的里面，我们会迷糊掉。
However, we're trapped in such emotional time that we don't know what to do.
什么是服侍神？
What is serving the Lord?
牧师讲道算吗？
Is it a preaching like pastor?
带敬拜翻译算吗？
Is it like leading the song or translation? Is it serving?
昨天主日学老师受训练要当老师算吗？
Is a Sunday school teacher being trained yesterday? Are they serving the Lord?
这些都是。
They are all serving the Lord.
可是主帮助我，当我在挣扎的时候，我要回去照顾我的父亲。
But the Lord helped me that as I was struggling to go back to home to help my father.
照顾父亲跟服侍神冲突嘛。
Taking care of my dad is in conflict with the serving the Lord.
那天主对我说一句话。
And that day the Lord say something to me.
孝顺父母亲是遵行他的旨意。
Honoring your parents is obeying God's command.
照顾父母亲一样可以遵行神的旨意。
Taking care of your parents is also following God's command.
仍然可以翱翔在神的国度里。
You can still rise high and flyIn God's kingdom,
仍然可以如鹰展翅上。
You can still soar like on the wings like an eagle.
差不多有三个月，我是陪我父亲睡觉。
And almost for 3 months, I've been sleeping with my dad.
他晚上要起来好几次，我要扶着他，要接他的小便。
Many times during the night, I have to help him to go to the bathroom.
说牧师，你不要做那个嘛，让别人做。
And you say that pastor, you don't have to do that. You can hire someone.Hire someone to do that.
我们要请的人还没来。
And the one that we're going to hire is not available yet.
我做，因为我是儿子。
I do it because I'm the son.
神给我一个恩赐。
And God gave me this gift.
躺下去就可以睡着。
I can fall asleep right away.
所以我爸爸起来，我就帮他接小便。
So as my dad wakes up, I help him with the urine.
处理好，我躺下去就可以睡觉。
And I took care of that, and I can go back to sleep right away.
一个晚上最多我还记得有一次是四次。
And I remember most times there are 4 times at night.
其实虽然说躺下去就可以睡觉，可是还是蛮辛苦的。
Although I can fall asleep right away, it's still very hard for me.
讲道辛不辛苦
？Is it hard to preach?
准备讲道比较辛苦。
preparing is harder than preaching itself.
大家当主日学老师预备课辛不辛苦
？Is it hard to prepare a class for Sunday school? Is it hard?
可是我们在这些侍奉当中虽然辛苦，我们很喜乐。
However, even it is hard for us to prepare we have the joy.
因为我们在遵行神的旨意侍奉神。
Because we're following God's command, we're serving the Lord as well.
我帮我爸爸接小便，照顾他师母，每一天煮饭煮菜给爸爸吃。
As I was helping my dad and take care of him, and my wife is help with cooking.
不只是照顾。
Not only taking care of them.
我们在遵行神的旨意。
We're doing God's will and following His command.
辛苦吗？
Is it hard?
辛苦却是喜乐。
It is hard, but we have joy.
不只说我能够还可以孝顺我的父亲。
Not just that I'm able to honor and obey my parents.
我的太太可以孝顺她的公公。
My wife, she's able to honor his father-in-law.
我们还是可以侍奉神，还是可以孝顺父母亲，遵行神的旨意，如鹰展翅上腾，翱翔在神的国度里。
We're still able to serve the Lord as we are honoring our parents, and we are able to soar on the wings like an eagle and to rise high on God's kingdom.
这是我从神所得到的安慰跟鼓励。
This is the comfort and encouragement I received from the Lord.
我不知道你是不是有碰到这样的困境。
I wonder if you have met such difficulties.
每个人不同。
Everyone is different.
但是我要告诉你，如果神鼓励你，你一样可以遵行神的旨意，翱翔在神的国度里。
But let me tell you that if God's willing, you're able to do God's will and follow His command, and to rise high in God's kingdom as well.
我要跟你们分享这首诗歌，我们可以一起唱好吗？我们唱副歌两节就好。
Let me share with you this song and let's sing it together.
如鹰展翅上腾，翱翔在神的国度里，为越所有艰难和风暴，单单注视你荣耀宝座，如鹰展翅上腾，翱翔在神的国度里。
当我们欢喜来朝见神的时候，我们还需要做出什么样的回应呢？
As we come to worship the God, what else do we need in response to Him?
在第八节到第九节告诉我们要互相的来祝福。
And verse 8 and verse 9, it says that we need to pray and bless each other.
这一群人他们要到神的殿中，要到耶路撒冷敬拜神。
This group of people come to the Jerusalem and to worship God.
他们都是神的儿女。
They are children of God.
所以诗人为他们祝福。
So the psalmist pray and bless them.
愿神的平安一直与他们同在。
May God's peace be with them.
愿神的兴旺充满在他们当中。
May God's prosperity and security with him.
我们每一个人一生当中好像在走一条向前向上的道路。
Everyone in our life is like we're marching on a journey to go up and go forward.
我要请你们看一张图。
Let's see a chart here.
这一条路好像是一直往前往上。可是它不太像。
This is a road that we go upward and forward.
不过它是表达出那个向前跟向上的意思。
Demonstrated the direction that we're going.
另外那条红色的线比较像我们的状况。
And the red line is actually more representative than our reality, our lives.
有时候我们会起，我们会伏，我们会起起伏伏。
It is up and down on this road.
但是我们走这条路是走一条朝圣的道路。
However, this is a journey that we're on our pilgrimage.
我们要彼此常常的鼓励。
We need to encourage each other.
不要咚就下去了。
We don't want to fall and collapse.
有时候软弱再爬起来。
As we fall down, we go up.
累了往下掉一点，还要再往上走。
As we are tired, we go down a little, we need to go up again.
我们要去哪里啊？
Where are we going?
我们要去那里。
We're going up there.
我们要回到天父的宝座面前去朝见他。
We're going back to the heaven, the throne, where God is, and to worship Him.
我们要永远在他的宝座前侍奉他。
We're going to serve Him forever on His throne.
到那里之前。
And before we reach that.
各位，我们每一天都需要平安。
We need peace every day.
我们每一天都需要兴旺。
We need prosperity every day.
愿你平安，愿你兴旺。
May you have peace and may you have prosperity.
或者是愿你淡定。
And be cool.
每次要讲淡定比较难，我们讲那两个希伯来字好不好？来，我们表现一下我们所学习到的，一个是
one is shalom,
一个是
shabbat。
这是神要给他子民的祝福。
This is the blessing that God is going to give His children.
在历代志下七章十六节，神特别应许所罗门。
In the Second Chronicles, that God has promised His children.
他说：“现在我已经选择这殿，分别为圣，使我的名永在其中。我的眼，我的心，也必常在那里。”
He said, "I have chosen this temple and consecrated to be holy." And so my name will be there forever. My eyes, my heart will be there forever.
为什么诗人会向神的百姓来为神的百姓求福气呢？
Why is the psalmist pray for God's blessing for his people?
因为他知道神的眼和神的心都在神的百姓身上。
He knows that God's eyes and God's heart is in his people.
弟兄姐妹，神的眼、神的心在你的身上，在我的身上。
And also, God's heart and God's eyes is in you and in you me.
这是为什么我们可以彼此祝福的根源所在。
This is the source that we are able to pray and bless each other.
所以我们要向这些以色列百姓，他们是去锡安朝见神。
And so, let's like these Israelites, they are marching on the Zion, Mount Zion.
我们也是朝圣者。
We're also pilgrim.
我们走这一条路，要往天上去朝见我们天上的父神。
We're on our journey to go up to worship our God in heaven.
约翰福音四章二十三节、二十四节这样说。
Book of John, chapter four, verse
23-24.时候将到，如今就是，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
The time will come, now is the time that the true worshipper of Father will worship him with spirit and truth. This is what God seeks, the worshipper, and God is a spirit, so the worshipper mustworship him with spirit and truth.
所以让我们欢喜的来朝见神。
And let's rejoice worshiping him.
不管是群体的敬拜。
Whether as a group.
个人的敬拜。
Or as individual.
每一次我们都可以从敬拜当中听到神对我们说话。
And every time we worship, we can hear what God's speaking to us.
引导我们的心思意念。
And guide us our thoughts and thinking.
调整我们的言语行为
，and adjusting our words and actions，
让我们可以符合他的真理。
So we do in accordance to his truth。
那我们也不要忘记弟兄姐妹在一起要彼此祝福。
And also let's not forget that we bless each other。
让神赐给我们那个彼此的福，天上来的福分，能够临到弟兄姐妹的身上。
So we're able to be showered with God's blessing for each other。
所以我们欢喜来朝见神。
So let's rejoice worshiping him.
我们献上心灵和诚实的敬拜。
Offer our spirit and our truth in worshiping.
是一个讨神喜悦的敬拜。
So it will be pleasing in God's eye.
我们祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主，我感谢你，因为你是那位乐意赐给我们平安和兴旺的神。
Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are willing to give us the peace and prosperity.
主，帮助我们来到你的面前，每一次敬拜都是欢喜快乐的。
Help us that we come to worship you, we have the joy.
我们乐意和所有的弟兄姐妹一起将我们的称颂和感谢都归给你。
We're willing and we're joyful that we give our praises to you.
我们更求你每一次将你宝贵的话语赐给我们。
We ask that you give us your word.
让我们可以更新自己的心思意念言语行为。
So we can adjust our thoughts, words, and actions.
让我们可以符合你的真理。
So that we walk in accordance to your truth.
让我们可以用心灵和诚实来敬拜。
That we can worship you in truth and in spirit.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
我们愿所有爱你的人都得平安，都得兴旺。
May all who love you have peace and prosperity from you.
主啊，用我们每一次来到你面前的敬拜，可以得着你宝贵的同在。
So we every time we worship you, we have your presence.
可以得着你最大的喜悦。
It will be pleasing in your eyes.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请大家翻开诗歌本第426首。Please turn to the hymn book 426. 我们请思琴为我们从头弹一次。426. 426.